USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five New York City Police Department officers have been shot in the last 3 weeks. New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis, appearing on Fox News, said the shootings are a result of what she says is recent legislation in the Empire State.
These dangerous bail law that the Democrats passed in Albany were leading to more people being released. In fact, the Detectives Union recently told me that 9 out of 10 people found with criminal possession of a weapon are being released back onto the street. And 50% of the people that actually shoot somebody are being released back onto the street without bail because of these laws.
Last year, New York City recorded the most murders in a year since it did in 2011. A wildfire burning on the California coast has destroyed over 1,000 acres near Big Sur. Hundreds have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
It's been an upset NFL postseason weekend. Both number one seeds eliminated from the playoffs as the Niners knocked off the top-seeded Green Bay Packers 13-10. The number one seed in the AFC also lost, Tennessee losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. A company known for the grills it makes is issuing an apology for an ill-timed Recipe of the Week newsletter.
Now don't be sad.
Sent to tens of thousands of subscribers, the grill maker featured a recipe for meatloaf. Unfortunately, the newsletter happened to coincide exactly with the passing of singer and actor Marvin Lee Adey, who is best known by his stage name Meatloaf. He passed away last week of COVID-related issues at 74. And this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Moscow is firing back at the UK after it accused the Kremlin of trying to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry telling the Russian news agency the UK should, quote, stop spreading nonsense. The spokesperson claiming misinformation spread by the British Foreign Office is evidence NATO is responsible for escalating the tensions around Ukraine. The family of Sidney Poitier is planning to hold a private memorial service for the late actor. As family members said Friday, a more public memorial service could still take place once COVID-19 numbers decrease, as they say they hopefully will soon. Details on where Poitier will be laid to rest have not been disclosed. The groundbreaking actor died on January 6th at 94. Those wishing to honor his memory are being urged to donate to the United Negro College Fund and the Alzheimer's Association. And semiconductor giant Intel is planning to open a $20 billion chip plant in Ohio, probably by the end of 2025. Company officials made that announcement, noting the plant will employ upwards of 3,000 people and urge good money, too, average salaries of $135,000 a year. I'm applying. The plant will be located on a 1,000-acre property near Columbus. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.